a meeting in Switzerland to discuss a nuclear program in Iran. That's where we start today on CNN Student News. Western countries like the U.S. are worried that Iran could use its nuclear program to make nuclear weapons. Iran's government insists its nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes. The United Nations has used sanctions, a kind of punishment, to pressure Iran into negotiations. The latest talks are happening this week.
Even a preliminary deal happens, it could mean the beginning of a shift in geopolitical alliances and the geopolitical landscape in this region. What adds to the drama is that many groups and factions want this to happen. There's other groups and factions and governments who do not want this to happen.
That plan could mean the sanctions against Iran ease up. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says a deal would benefit the global community. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is against a deal. He says the pressure, the sanctions, should be increased because he says they're finally working. A baseball player, country singer, astronaut, media mogul, and former president. They're among the newest Presidential Medal of Freedom honorees. Yesterday, President Obama awarded 16 people who, in his words, dedicated their own lives to enriching ours, including Baseball Hall of Famer Ernie Banks, who played 19 years with the Chicago Cubs. Loretta Lynn, one of the first successful female country music artists. Sally Ride, whom you're about to see in this YouTube clip, and the first American woman in space, was honored posthumously. Oprah Winfrey hosted America's highest-rated talk show for 25 years. And Bill Clinton is the seventh former president to get the Medal of Freedom. One former president who earned the Medal of Freedom established the award 50 years ago, President John F. Kennedy. After yesterday's Medal of Freedom ceremony, Presidents Obama and Clinton, along with First Lady Michelle Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, visited Arlington National Cemetery. They placed a wreath at the eternal flame that marks President Kennedy's gravesite. They also met with members of the Kennedy family. Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination. We're going to have special coverage of that event in tomorrow's show, so please be sure to watch.